Major matches made for TakeOver. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
WWE.
Karrion Kross will defend his NXT Championship against four other men later this month at TakeOver In Your House. It'll be Kross versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne versus Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole. O'Reilly, Dunne, and Gargano met in a three-way number one contender match on last night's NXT, but we never got a winner. Adam Cole showed up after about 20 minutes of action, and he laid out all three guys. Cole later returned, he called out Kross, and convinced him to give him a title shot. The NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez will face Ember Moon at TakeOver. Moon called out Gonzalez last night, but ended up getting jumped by Dakota Kai. It'll be Moon versus Kai on next week's NXT. Another TakeOver match announced last night, LA Knight versus Cameron Grimes. Knight was pinned last night by Jake Atlas after a cartwheel DDT. That came after Grimes and Ted DiBiase showed up and distracted Knight. Mercedes Martinez versus Xia Li also now appears to be set for TakeOver. MSK successfully defended their NXT tag titles last night against Legado del Fantasma. They got an assist from Bronson Reed, who squashed Santos Escobar's plans to interfere in the match. Kushida submitted Carmelo Hayes, the former Christian Casanova, and Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell beat Zoe Stark and Zeta Ramir. Kavita DeVee was reportedly among a group of people released by WWE last month, but now DeVee tells the Hindustan Times those reports are not accurate. DeVee returned to her home country of India back in January after her husband contracted COVID-19, and she's been there ever since. DeVee told the Hindustan Times she's working with WWE on a new agreement to allow her to stay in India as an ambassador and scout for the company.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has canceled its show scheduled for Friday. It said the decision is due to the extension of a COVID-19 related state of emergency in Japan. Wednesday's show at Korakuen Hall is still on. The Never Six-Man Tag titles are on the line in the main event. Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi defending against Tetsuya Naito, Sonata, and Bushi. There was a title change on Tuesday's show at Korakuen. Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. reclaimed the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships, dethroning the Gorillas of Destiny. Miho Abe was back in Taichi's corner for that match.
Ring of Honor.
We've got the first match announced for Ring of Honor's Best in the World pay-per-view. It's going to be Jay Lethal versus Brody King. The show's coming up on Sunday, July 11th. Dragon Lee is back from injury, and he and Kenny King are getting a chance to reclaim the ROH tag titles. They'll challenge Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams, and Rhett Titus on the ROH TV episode that airs the weekend of June 11th. Serena Deeb will defend the NWA Women's World Championship against Camille, coming up on Sunday at the NWA's When Our Shadows Fall pay-per-view. As for Thunder Rosa, she'll be in a tag match, teaming with Melina against Taryn Terrell and Kylie Rae. The NWA says there will be some live fans in attendance for the show.
AEW.
The Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer reports Awesome Kong and Shanna are now free agents after their contracts with AEW were not renewed. Last night's AEW Dark clocked in at less than an hour in length. Billy Gunn and his son Colton beat Cesar Bononi and Ryan Nemeth. Colton pinned Nemeth with the Colt 45. This reminder, there is no Dynamite tonight. It's pushed back to Friday night for the second straight week due to the NBA playoffs. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, June 2nd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.